Hi everyone, just want to greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this time that we find ourselves, I really want to trust God that he's going to talk to us this morning. And I'd like to pray first before we hear God's word that is a light to our path. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your grace. Thank you for your word in this season that is enabling us to stand firm and strong in you. And we ask, Lord, that you would speak very clearly to every one of us today, to everyone who hears this message today, that, Lord, that we will be encouraged by you, that you have said clearly in your word that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You are ever present in a time of need and trouble, and we trust you today. So, Holy Spirit, will you undertake and reveal the word of God to us today? And may our faith get stronger as we look to you in this time now, in Jesus' name, amen. So good to be with you here, and I really just praise God for this opportunity to be able to share with you in these times that we find ourselves. Again, I want to just say to you, we are looking up at this time. We're going to God's word and allowing him to encourage us and to put faith in our hearts that we can trust him and enable him to be the source of our lives. So, a title message today is looking up Psalm 91, and Psalm 91 really encourages us in the path that we need to follow. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to go to that text, and maybe you want to turn your Bibles to Psalm 91, and I'd like to read from the New King James Version, because I think it just gives a deeper understanding of where we find ourselves at this time. So follow with me as I read the scriptures. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. He shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilent that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he has given his angels charge of you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love on me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. So I really want to encourage you here is that there's some promises in this portion of scripture. But I'd like to go, not only go through the promises, the three points I'd like to deal with today are promises, believing and confessing. So under the promises, as we read in the scripture, there are six that I can see. And they come with some of what we need to do and how God's going to undertake when we do what we need to do. So firstly, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. The scripture says, you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So God in all his greatness will cover us. He will be the one that will be there for us and will protect us. And as the scripture says, the Lord will be our refuge and our fortress. So in modern days, that he will be our shelter, our covering. He will protect us. And the fortress is an old castle that used to have moats around and high walls. It's a strong place. That's where we will be. We'll be in a strong place with our God. And as the psalmist said here, my God, in him I will trust. And may that be the portion for every one of us, that we will not only dwell, but we would trust in our God at this time. May we not be caught up in what the news is saying and the fake news and all those different voices out there, but let's get back to what the word of God says, and that we can trust him and know that he is for us and not against us. The second promise is a promise of deliverance. He will deliver us from the snare of the fowler. The fowler is a trapper, the one that puts out snares to catch animals. And we know who that is. That is the enemy, the devil himself, who's trying to snare us. And God will deliver us from that snare. And then the most important, what we see here, the perilous pestilence, the plague. And we've seen right through the centuries, there have been many plagues that have come to this earth. And we're facing this COVID-19 at the moment with all the other diseases that are prevalent at the moment. But God says here he will deliver us from COVID-19. So let's trust him and let's believe him. He prepared for this from time beginning, that he's provided through his word that he will protect us. Then the promise of protection, he will cover us with his feathers, his truth, which is himself, and his word, his faithfulness and his reliability will be our shield. You can trust God. He will never deny his faithfulness and his reliability. His word is his word, and his word will always be fulfilled. And then the scripture comes and says what's going to happen when all these things actually happen. It says, do not be afraid of the terror of night. And we know that terror comes after fear, and that's a great fear, and that's a dread. And we're not going to go there. We're not even going to go into fear or into terror, but the world might, but we're not going to. We're going to stand strong in our God. And then from the arrow that flies by day, and we understand from the scriptures in Ephesians 6, the flaming arrows of the evil one, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, this invisible pestilence that we can't see, but yet God can see, and all the destruction that lays waste at the noonday. And yet the scripture says that in these times that 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but we will look with our eyes and we'll see the reward of the wicked. Now, no, we don't rejoice in that, but we know this could be a reality of what pestilence and the plague can actually do. But we rejoice because we are trusting in our Lord and we have the good news and we have Christ in our hearts. Then the next promise, number four, it says, no evil shall befall you, nor any plague come near your dwelling. He will give his angels charge over you. They will lift you up in their hands. You won't dash your foot against a stone. And you will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. What a promise that God will be there for us. He will not allow evil or plague to come near us, near our homes, because we're trusting in him. And this is a promise that we need to hold on to. And then fifthly, he shall call upon me and I'll answer him. What a promise that God says when we pray and we call upon his name, he will answer us. So no matter what we are facing and all the difficulties that are going through with the plague, and I know there's going to be a loss of income and there might be difficulties around the way we live and going forward, but we can still call upon our Lord, call upon our Father, and he will answer us. He will deliver us. He will be with us in this time of trouble and trial, and he will honor us. And then for me, one of the greatest promises out of this, not only will he bring us, deliver us, and protect us, it says, sixthly, that with long life he will satisfy us. Now, I want to just say that for every one of us here, this is a promise that God has made to us, that God's given us a time on earth, and he doesn't want our lives to be short on earth. He wants us to live a full life, and we need to stand on that promise. With long life, he will satisfy us. So those are the promises, and nextly, I'd like to look at believing. One of the things is that we receive the promises, then we must believe them. And I want to take us back to the story in the book of Matthew and the book of Luke about the storm when Jesus got into the boat and crossed the lake and he was so tired that he was actually sleeping. Then a furious storm came up and the disciples woke him up and said, Lord, save us, we're going to drown. But I want to read from Matthew 8, verse 26. The Lord replied to them, you have little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The disciples were astounded at who Jesus was, that the winds and the waves obeyed him, but I think they missed the point. The point is, Jesus rebuked them, you of little faith, why were you afraid? So the reality, when storms do come, fear can come. And the Lord said, your faith can overcome the fear of the world. So whatever is facing us at this point in time, we need to rise up with the measure of faith that God has actually given us. And we need to be like the Lord because he taught us. This was an example. What do we need to do? We need to believe. And as he did here, he rebuked the winds and the waves. There's something of that that we also need to do. So I encourage you, let's be of faith in this time. When the storm of this come in, we do not allow it to overcome us, but we overcome it. Then thirdly, we need to, from the promises to believing, we need to be confessing. Be confessing the word of God. And that's what Jesus did effectively when he rebuked the storm. He rebuked the wind and the waves. He was speaking the word of God. He is the word of God, and he was speaking his word over the circumstances that he found himself. But not only that, Jesus gives us the example in Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 13, how he overcame the enemy. Now, I don't know if you're like me, COVID-19, yes, it is a virus. It's a physical virus that we cannot see. They can see under the microscope. They can see its properties and what it can do and all its outworking. But for me, the source of that is the evil one, because he's trying to destroy mankind. But yet we're going to overcome. And how did Jesus overcome the devil and all his sicknesses and diseases? We're reading Luke chapter 4 again, 1 to 13. And when every the temptations or any of the challenges came from the enemy, we read in verse 4, Jesus replied, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone." Verse 8, he says, "It is written, worship the Lord your God." Verse 12, it says, "Do not put the Lord the God to the test." So what I'm saying to you today is there's something in this that God gives us his promises. We need to have faith in the storm. We need to believe. And then there's something that we need to be speaking the word of God. And I wanted to say this of confessing God's word. The third point is that we need to be confessing God's word. And I want you to take hold of Psalm 91 and start to be confessing those promises over you and your family and this nation and the nations of the earth. Let's speak God's life that's in his word in the situation. As Jesus overcame the enemy through the word of God, let us overcome in the same time. We're an army of God, but we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we overcome the enemy. So with those three points, just practically out of this, as we follow that, the promises, the believing and the confessing, practically, let's continue to trust the Lord. Let's dwell under his shelter, as John 15 says, also abide in him, believe his word and confess it. There's a wonderful scripture in Revelation 12, verse 11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. By the word of their testimony, they did not love their life so much as to shrink from death. So I encourage you, let's be believing, confessing as we go forward in the promises of God, and the Lord will undertake for us. So I'd like to pray for us. But first, before I pray, if you've been listening to this message today and you find that you're not a one that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, I call upon you to believe upon him and believe that he rose from the dead, that he's alive, that he's the resurrected King of Kings, and that, as the Bible says, believe upon him, believe that he's your Lord, that he's your Savior, and that you'll be saved. As the scripture says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I ask you, as I just give you a moment to do that, maybe you're in a place today that you're not in the right place with God and you need to make right with him. This is also a time for you to recommit your life to the Lord and allow him to be the Lord of your life. Its only place of safety is Jesus. We cannot offer that in the world. Your money cannot offer you safety. Your family cannot offer you safety. But Jesus offers you his salvation. And I call upon you to believe upon him, that you might receive his free gift of salvation, that you can follow after him. And not only that, that your name can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, which is a book in heaven, where everyone who believes in him's name is written and can never be erased, because he writes it in there personally with the power and the authority of his blood. So if that's you today, please take a moment to pray now. Then to the rest of us, I'd just like to pray with you, and may the Lord strengthen you as we go forward into this time. Can I pray for you? Father, we just thank you for these incredible promises of your word. And that, Lord, as you've instructed us through your word today, I pray that everyone, as they've heard this message, that they'll be encouraged, but also, Lord, that they'll be doers of the word and not only hearers of the word of God today. So, Lord, as we continue to keep our eyes focused upon you, looking to you, to no one else but you, we thank you now for your incredible power that is for us and not against us. So, Lord, bless us as we go our different ways now. God bless you all. Until next time, thank you.